You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Matt Stringer is the Chief Executive of RNIB, and each week he joins us on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about some of the big stories coming from the charity. Matt, good to have you back once again.
Hello, Alan. My pleasure.
Now, a few topics to get through. We're going to be looking at photography, we're going to be looking at accessible media. We're going to start, first of all, quite a meaty topic, Matt, but an important one as well. And, you know, all charities have their annual reports, their annual accounts. I wouldn't say it's a dry topic, Matt, but it's really important that people understand the charities, where they've come from and where they're going to, and especially around the accounts as well.
Yeah, that's right. Every organisation has to publish its accounts, and clearly we do that under the regulatory oversight of the Charity Commission primarily. So there are very, very strong rules about what charities have to put into their annual report, and clearly our accounts, our money, our numbers, our financial commitments, our risk is all fully audited by an external set of auditors. We've had combined finance and audit and risk committee session where the final version of the annual report and the accounts is signed off, and it gives the trustees a chance for one final kick of the tyres, but also to really make sure the auditors are fully signing off the accounts, which then gets signed, and we're checking the going concern status, because every organisation has to be a going concern in the eyes of the auditors, in the sense that you have enough money to cover a period of time into the future, and therefore you can carry on, you know, operating or trading in essence, and that's all very normal thing. Good news is we're in good shape as going concern, with a reasonable degree of liquidity in the bank to cover our forward commitments. So just one point to make on all that is, you know, it's a big involved process which takes 4 or 5 months over the summer, comes to a head about this time of year for us based on when our financial year is. And the other point to make is, increasingly we're trying to see it as a really good communications opportunity, because clearly the annual report is there to be read. It's a report, and whilst there are pages and pages of numbers, equally there's a lot of narrative in there trying to explain and report on what the charity's been doing in the last year, because clearly that's interesting, and also we have to show how we've done against what we set out to do for the year. And there's a covering note from Anna, there's a covering note from me in there talking to that, and then we get into the detail across the sort of strategic priorities that we have as a charity. This is going to get published into the autumn, get signed off by the board in a couple of weeks' time for us, and then it obviously goes forward to be printed and made ready for publication, and it's published at a time a bit later in the autumn. But you know, we're really trying to make sure this gets out there and gets noticed and gets read by our beneficiaries, by our supporters, by our partners, who really get a very good sense of what the charity has been doing for the last year.
I will definitely let people know when that is available. Matt, as you say, good for funders, but good for service users and the charity area in general to look at, see where the charity is going, and good to hear that things are in good shape. A couple more topics, Matt. Now, we've spoken about lots of different events that are held at Grimaldi and the new modern accessible space down there. We're going to actually talk about a couple of events, one that's on at the moment and one that's coming up.
So we literally talked the day after we launched the Scene photography exhibition, which we hosted at Grimaldi with a little evening event. It's only open for a bit. We obviously can't keep it open forever, but it's allowed us to use our Grimaldi building in London again. Really good space downstairs, which we turned into an exhibition space to show off about 2024 photographs by a great photographer called Joshua Bratt, who does a lot of work for the Sunday Times and other publications. And over the last 18 months or so, he's had a project to photograph visually impaired members of society, some well-known, some not so well-known, but all of whom achieving in their field, very much in the context of what they're doing and why they might be well-known. So we've got a combination of people there. You've got people like David Blunkett, very good facial sort of close-up of David looking like the sort of cerebral politician that he is. You've got Jessica Inkvar, who is the first London Party Society barristers. Amit Patel is in there. You've got Mike Duxbury, who is blind farmer. You can see from what I've just said, a variety of different professions and different participating, doing different things in society, and all captured, you know, in the context of what they're well known for. And we will be pushing this out through our social media and on our website at the moment, so very easy for people to find this. And the photos are great, actually. Really, really brilliant photos. He's a very, very good photographer. And as I say, I think he's caught them brilliantly in terms of the context of sort of what they do.
Indeed. So we'll give you the contact details a little bit later where you can find the links if you fancy taking a look at that. It is also available online. And we're going to stay with events, Matt, at Grimaldi for our final piece. A really impressive lineup attending a symposium event. This is looking at audio description, accessible entertainment. So looking at TV.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, 16th and 17th of September, we're hosting again at the Grimaldi Building in London. So it's really proving its worth as a brilliant venue for us to host and convene really interesting people. So well, we're calling it the Accessible Media Symposium. 2 days for us to be able to pull together a variety of people who work in the media in different parts of the media, all with an interest in accessibility. It's set up by Sonali Ray, who's one of our great members of our team, who's massively expert in this area. And over 2 days, we're pulling together a variety of people from some of the main broadcasters, so the BBC represented, Channel 4, some of the other channels are there as well. And we've got various people from academia. For example, Dr. Ben Shirley is Associate Professor in Audio Technology at the University of Salford. Kathy Taylor, who's a Principal in Content Policy for Ofcom. And we've got some really strong tech partners in there who are clearly critical to how technology is used to support accessibility in media. So a good friend of the RNIB, Christopher Patnow, the head of accessibility and disability inclusion at Google, is coming. And I think just stepping back from this event, one of the things we've been really pushing hard on is trying to make media accessible. We talked a lot about audio description in previous conversations, Alan, around using AD with the BBC, things like Coronation, the World Cup, Strictly Come Dancing. Broadcasters very keen to try and push an accessibility dimension, whether that's through the inclusivity of the likes of Rose Ayling or Chris McCausland through Strictly. We've got the EastEnders storyline running at the moment, for example, a variety of documentaries that you see now around people who have visual impairment or maybe deafness or other sort of disabilities, using it as a platform to make it more mainstream, to increase people's knowledge, increase social awareness. And so all those things we've been working on for the last few years. And I think the thing we sometimes lose sight of is our insight, our knowledge, the insight we can bring from our beneficiary group, you know, is absolutely critical to this group of broadcasters, academics, regulators, you know, corporate partners. And there's a healthy respect for the work that our team do in this space, which is why, you know, we're very credible to be able to bring this group of people together in Grimaldi. And, you know, I know I've been involved in some stuff we've been doing here. I've mentioned some things just, you know, about AD, standard storyline. We're doing some work behind the scenes with the University of Surrey and the BBC on using AI for audio description, which is very interesting to the BBC, who are trying to justify the license fee and the accessibility dimension in there. Tim Davies is interested in this. So, you know, this is quite a serious group of people and a serious topic, and actually one where I think we're making some pretty good progress, actually. And let's hope that the next week's session over a couple of days will act as a massive catalyst for moving us forward the next level. I think, Alan, we've even got you turning up to help chair. So it'll be a really good couple of days.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So it's an area I'm really, really interested in. I've been involved a lot with some of the, as you said, the TV channels and so on, and bringing AD to the fore. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be chairing that for a couple of days, hosting one of the round tables as well. And you're doing your speech as well. Is it all written and good to go?
Yeah, all ready to kick it off on the first day, just after lunch, I think. And then Vivian Francis from the team is talking on the second day. Really looking forward to it. I think these things are, you know, they can appear a bit superficial on a level, but they're really not. This is a room full of people coming together who, through the auspices of the RNIB, who might not have got together as easily without us. And the only thing I could be certain of is by the end of the second day, collectively and individually, we'll be going away with a ton of actions, a ton of ideas that will have moved us on from, you know, before the start of the symposium. So really looking forward to it.
And the fact these big names are coming because they want to come, not because they're being forced to. So yeah, really looking forward to that. Now, if you want to check out any news about RNIB's services, what we're up to, or indeed you want to have a look at the Scene exhibition, you couldn't make it along, well, it is audio described as well, all those amazing portraits. Go to rnib.org.uk. You can also call our friendly helpline team if you get any questions on 0303 123 9999 if you have a smart speaker. Just ask them to call RNIB's helpline. That's us again from Matt, we'll catch up with you again next week, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Alan.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.